outside the doorway.
Yes, this is the Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Broadcasting today from the mothership. Yes, yours truly made another 900-mile journey with a couple of incidents along the way. What's unusual, it always happens to yours truly. First, a check of what happened on Wall Street today. Dow Jones Industrial Averages got decidedly giddy today by climbing 63 points to end the day at 1,000... Oh, sorry, little Freudian slip. At 13,870. NASDAQ up 13 at 2,817. All based on, yes, the Fed is going to cut interest rates. Well, the only question now is whether they're going to cut it a quarter point or, as some people are saying, half a point. Well, we'll find out those results sometime tomorrow. As for the metals complex, another update for the noble metal. I wonder why. Gold closed up $5.10 in New York to end the day at $790.10, almost at its high. Gold had a high of $791.80 and a low of $785. Silver, the big winner of the day, once again up 15 cents in New York to close at $14.42. Platinum, not participating whatsoever, opened and closed at the same levels, 1,458. Palladium, off a buck at $375. Currently in Asian trading, the rising gold price continues. Gold up $2.40 at $792.50. Silver up 16 cents at $14.53. Briefly, overnight, no question, we saw gold, almost breach the mystical $800 level, and that in large part was thanks to oil, which today breached $93 a barrel to close at $93.50. As a matter of fact, it almost broke $94. Oil futures surged to a new record near $94 Monday, propelled by the weak dollar and news that Mexico's state oil company had suspended a fifth of its oil production due to stormy weather. Yes, little storm out there, and they've given it a name, which is rather unfortunate. They called it Noel. U.S. dollar index weaker by 19 basis points to close at 76.79. Stay tuned, my friends. A lot more to come right after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had a 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side. As I said, broadcasting from the mothership. It's rather unusual doing a radio program in a real radio studio with people looking at me, which is makes me a little nervous, kind of, sort of. Anyway, as I mentioned, I drove all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona, the white enclave of America, to San Antonio to go to see John Hagee's church and to listen to John Hagee. And it is interesting to note that the Dallas Morning News ran a piece on Hagee over the weekend entitled Protecting Israel, San Antonio Pastor John Hagee's Mission. And there's no question that's his mission. Now, as I am apt to do, I've heard and I've read a lot about John Hagee and his church in San Antonio. Reading stuff, hearing stuff is one thing. Actually going there and seeing it up close and personal for myself was a wonderful experience. I just wish John Hagee was on our side, if you will. There's no question about his support of Israel. That is made pretty evident as you walk into the church, as there's a big display right outside the church that pretty much says how he feels about the state of Israel. As you enter into the church, and it's a mega church, it's a big church, you are overwhelmed by the amount of consumerism that is taking place in the church. You can buy anything, and obviously are encouraged to buy a lot of stuff, including his latest book. There are a lot of very colorful people, a lot of evangelical women in bright costumes dancing and singing Hava Negilah, which is a Hebrew folk song of celebration. There are booths that sell roasted corn, turkey legs, and this is apparently done because they are identified with one of the ancient 12 tribes of Israel. I sat in for his sermon. He is very good. As a matter of fact, and I've heard a lot of Baptist preachers in my time, he is by far the best orator I have ever witnessed up close and personal. He has the ability to connect with his audience, and he does it very well. He strokes his large contributors, and they must contribute a lot of money when you see the size of his church, the size of his media empire, something that if John Stadtmuller had to see the size of the satellite dishes he has outside of his church, where he would go green with envy. It reminded me a little bit of an Amway convention. As I said, not only is he very articulate with his audience and ingratiating to his audience, he uses a lot of humor. And I found him a very compelling person. He has a great voice. I'm trying to segue him between. He's very similar to Rush Limbaugh. In other words, the confidence in his speech pattern is predicated by, I guess, his deep felt belief in the end times theology. I agreed with pretty much everything he said until he wandered off into the rapture segment of his sermon. He mixes a lot of politics and religion to make various points along the way. This weekend's message was Watergate, not the Watergate as we know with Richard Nixon, but he used that analogy as well. In emphasizing the reason for support of Israel. He didn't mention Israel by name. He did mention a good friend of his that was a Holocaust survivor. But you can obviously get what his feelings about Israel are by just simply walking around the church and seeing the various stuff that he has for sale and his undivided loyalty to Israel. The audience, as you would expect, they were enwrapped by his speech. He was, as I said, a very engaging speaker. Leading up to his money pitch, which is always an interesting one, how they segue from one subject to another, then getting into the money pitch, which is obviously at the time when they hand out the little plates where you can contribute as much or as little as you want. I passed on offering any financial support for Mr. Hagee. I'm sure, judging by the size of his church, the size of his media empire, he didn't need my $5 in any way, shape, or form. But by and large, I was there to lend support to Charles Carlson and Straight Gate Ministries, who were relegated to the island in the middle of the road outside of the church, which had a large contingent of police officers directing traffic, if you will. There wasn't a large turnout of people for Chuck Carlson, which is unfortunate, but the half dozen of us that were there definitely caused some discomfort, not only amongst the fine law enforcement officers, who one accused me of attempting to cause a three-car pileup as cars were traveling at 1 mile an hour, which never ever seen a three-car pileup with cars going at 1 mile an hour. But anyway, obviously, it wasn't my first encounter with law enforcement on my 900-mile trip. It was actually my third encounter with law enforcement on my trip. But needless to say, I can understand where Hagee gets his appeal. I can understand why people like him. and believe in his message. And as I said, it's unfortunate that he's not on our side, because if we had a man of his talent, and he has talent, there's no getting away from it. As I said, the man has the ability. Clinton also had this ability. I've seen many people with this ability, and they always, I respect them for their craft, because it is a daunting task to stand up in front of hundreds, if not thousands, of people and actually have them standing and cheering on numerous occasions to things that you say that obviously strike a chord with them. And there's no question, John Hagee was, he's very polished, he's very professional, and even with his humor, he delivers the punchlines with perfect timing. And as I said, I can understand where the support for Hagee comes from. If you haven't done your homework and do not understand, obviously, that the end of times theology is fakery, it would be very easy to get caught up in this. I mean, after all, I would be the first to admit to you that it wasn't until, well, maybe a few years ago now, maybe 18 months, 2 years ago, I didn't even understand the true meaning of Zionism and or of the end of times philosophy. It was something that wasn't high on my radar screen at the time, but nevertheless, I can see why a lot of people buy into what he says and his interpretation of the New Testament. But there are people like him. As I said, I used to marvel at Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton had the same ability that John Hagee has. I used to watch Bill Clinton's speeches. And Clinton at first was a bumbler with his speeches, but after giving a couple, he developed a style and an art that was truly unique. And he had the ability to get an audience in the palm of his hand and start cheering incessantly for certain punchlines, well-rehearsed and well-scripted into the speech. And as I said, Hagee is no different. He's right up there with all the best of the rah-rah speakers, the motivational speakers. If Hagee wanted to give up the church, he could most probably make millions of dollars just giving motivational speeches around the country, because he has, and it's a gift, it's a talent, to take a subject matter, make it interesting, appeal to people's passions, and actually get them to stand up and cheer and raise their hands. This is an enormous accomplishment for anybody who's ever done any public speaking in their lives to understand the talent that this requires. So I was able to answer for myself the following behind Hagee. As I mentioned, the article over the weekend in the Dallas Morning News is an interesting read, but it's obvious that the author of that piece never attended a Hagee sermon. We'll be back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Monday. We're reporting from the mothership, looking out on the Texas sunset. Yeah, it's pretty neat here. As I mentioned, and don't ask me what it is. I don't have a sign flashing that says "pull me over," but I seem to run into run into law enforcement. On a regular basis when I do road trips. There's a couple of interesting observations. As you're driving through New Mexico into Texas, there used to be, well, they're still there, but there used to be these agricultural stops, I guess, to check to see whether or not you were carrying forbidden fruit from one state to another. Driving through one of these stops, 4 o'clock in the morning, which I'd never seen before, all the lights were flashing, and there's a sign there that says, when the lights are flashing, it's a mandatory stop. I was the only car on the, well, I shouldn't say I was the only car on the road. There was a trucker in front of me, but besides that, it was a trucker and me, and that was it. There was nobody behind me, and considering it was 4 o'clock in the morning, I could see in the distance there were no lights. And there were two Border Patrol agents at this particular checkpoint. So as I pulled up and wound my window down, I said, good morning, officer. The first words out of his mouth to me were, are you an American citizen? I said, yes, I am, sir. And he said, off you go. And I was driving off, and I was thinking to myself, well, now that's strange. Not only is it strange, it's never happened to me before. And I've gone through many of these checkpoints. Never once have I been questioned by a Border Patrol agent whether or not I'm a U.S. citizen. And then I started thinking, now you've got to take this into context here. When they tried to ram through a couple of months ago the amnesty bill, and it was strongly supported by this administration, the failure of the bill caused immediate enforcement of immigration laws in America, which should have been done a long time ago, but nevertheless, better late than never. And so with the failure of that bill, we saw this huge, there were ICE raids all over the country, and McDonald's were raided and illegals deported and one thing and another. And I was saying to myself at the time, the reason for this enforcement is they want to make it so uncomfortable that they will resurrect the amnesty bill in another form and try and slam it through piecemeal. Well, as we now know, although it didn't get much coverage, they did attempt last week to push through the DREAM Act, which is just another amnesty bill, for want of a better word. It's amazing that the White House never said anything negative about that bill until it failed to pass in the House or in the Senate. I've forgotten where it was going through. And it said to me that the increased enforcement of immigration laws was simply based on the fact that the bill had failed, so they tried to make it uncomfortable for everybody else to start enforcing immigration laws as to cause them to once again bring the bill up. So anyway, I digress from my point, because here I'm thinking to myself as I'm driving away from this checkpoint that, and think about it in this light, as I thought about it. If you white and you are stopped at a checkpoint by a Border Patrol agent and asks you if you're an American citizen, there's probably a 99% chance that if you answered in the affirmative, that it was true. However, if you were a foreign-looking individual and you were asked the question, are you an American citizen, and if the answer would be yes, there's probably a 60-40 chance that you are lying, which says to me that we are just one step away here, my friends, from them not asking, are you an American citizen when you come up to these checkpoints, but rather, can I see your papers? Now, follow my train of thought here, because if the Border Patrol is doing what I think they are doing, there's no question it's blatant discrimination. And the folks at the ACLU and various other organizations will, once they get word of this, if this is a new policy, challenge it in court and will be successful in proving that the Border Patrol agents have been discriminatory in them asking that particular question. And the only way to solve that question so as not to discriminate against white folks is simply to ask everybody for their papers. You see how we go down the slippery slope? So as not to offend any minority group, we will be dealing in the not too distant future with checkpoints asking for your papers in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Monday, broadcasting from the mothership, Round Rock, Texas. Yeah, I'll be here until Friday. Want to stop by, say hi, talk about gold, silver. Be my pleasure. More than welcome. Just call before you come. Make sure I'm here. It is an amazing thing we are witnessing right before our very eyes. People just don't understand the slippery slope that we are heading to. And it helps explain a lot of things. I mean, even John Hagee understands that we are heading down a perilous road, but he is in support of it because it means the second coming comes a lot sooner if we decide to bomb our Muslim brothers to smithereens and back, because we have a fear factor that somehow they are going to sneak up on us in the middle of the night and slit our throats. It is once again the politics of fear and the politics of demonization that we are dealing with, and it's amazing how many people buy into it, such as the Sean Hannitys and the Rush Limbaughs of the world, who seems to think that in order for you to be a great American, you need to support and think that the current administration walks on water, and that in order for us to achieve peace and security, that we have to kill all the Muslims. Now, this is a wish that a lot of people have, and subsequently it is a wish that's going to lead to the financial downfall of the United States, which is underway as we speak. It's just going to accelerate as time progresses. as more and more foreigners become disillusioned with this new policy of the United States towards its war on terrorism, few and few foreigners are going to be visiting the United States, few and few foreigners are going to be doing business with the United States, and more foreigners are going to start dumping U.S. dollars. As OPEC meets this week to discuss moving from dollar-denominated oil to a basket of currencies where the United States will not be the dominant player in the world oil markets. Why are they doing this? Quite simply because they're losing their shirts, ergo the reason why oil is knocking on the door, $94 a barrel, and soon to surpass $100 a barrel. And yes, my friends, even in the fine state of Texas, oil, gasoline, I should say, is above $3 a gallon for the expensive stuff. In the white enclave of Scottsdale, we were way above $3 about a week ago. To illustrate my point and the insanity of the people who run Homeland Security, a British Muslim was detained at Dallas Airport. Now you might say, well, that's just a normal course of events. Well, this British Muslim happened to be a British minister, and his name is Mr. Malik. He is the MP for Dewsbury, and he's the International Development Minister. He was returning to Heathrow from a series of meetings and talks on tackling terrorism when he was stopped at Dallas Airport in Washington, D.C. yesterday morning. He was searched and detained by the Department of Homeland Security, the same department, by the way, whose representatives he had been meeting with on his visit to the country. Mr. Malik said yesterday, after a few minutes, a couple of other people were also taken to one side. We were all Muslims. The other two were black Muslims and both with Muslim names. Mr. Malik said he was particularly annoyed as a similar thing happened to him last year when he was detained for an hour at JFK International Airport. Mr. Malik said he received numerous apologies and assurances from U.S. authorities that after that incident, it would never happen again. Well, 1 year later. After his detention yesterday, which lasted about 40 minutes, he says, I am deeply disappointed. The abusive attitude I endured last November, I forgot about and forgave. But I really do believe that British ministers and parliamentarians should be afforded the same respect and dignity at USA airports that we would bestow upon our colleagues in the Senate and Congress. Obviously, there was no malice involved, but it has to be said that the USA system does not inspire any confidence. This, my friends, is happening on a daily basis, and just simply because it doesn't happen to you on a regular basis, you don't think it's a real problem, but this is the crux of the matter. This so-called war on terrorism is ultimately going to destroy the United States of America just the same way as it destroyed the former Republic of South Africa. These are politicians that are so set in their ways and so dictatorial in their attitudes, their thesis that only they can protect us, yet these are the same politicians that stand up, as George Bush has done many times, and stated categorically that his job is to protect American citizens from harm. Yet this is the same president who failed to protect the citizens, not only in New Orleans, but failed to protect the citizens in California. He has had numerous opportunities to protect the American citizens from devastation and destitution and has failed to do that miserably. As a matter of fact, arguments are still going on in California with various government officials pointing fingers at each other, saying each other is to blame for the effect. It's not that these people didn't know of the potential damage of wildfires in California. Of course they knew. They even had memos to the effect that they were grossly undermanned, grossly understaffed, and that the possibility of a major wildfire in California was high on the probability list, and yet their resources were drained because of, obviously, the stupid war in Iraq. Now, the president wants to obfuscate his responsibility, but you can't pick and choose your responsibilities, Mr. President. If you are there to protect the American people, and if you can't protect them from wildfires or hurricanes, If terrorism is a real threat, you've got absolutely no chance of protecting Americans against terrorism. And yet, we take away the basic foundation blocks that made America what it is in order to protect us from a boogeyman that doesn't exist, just like the same boogeyman that's now being created with Iran. Not only does the Israeli foreign minister say that Iran does not present a threat to Israel, which obviously the media doesn't want to cover, but also Mohammed El-Badeh, who is the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, who said today he has no evidence Iran is building nuclear weapons and has accused U.S. leaders of adding fuel to the fire with a recent bellicose rhetoric. I've not received any information that there is concrete active nuclear weapons program going on right now, the director of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog said on Sunday. Even if Iran was working on a weapon, they are at least a few years from having such a weapon. His comments were swiftly rejected by the United States? No, of course not. Israel cabinet minister who accused Mr. El-Badeh of trying to whitewash Iran's program for ideological reasons. I wonder what his ideological reasons are. Mohammed El-Badeh simply, instead of fighting against Iran's program, looking for all the reasons to whitewash and justify it, said the Minister for Strategic Affairs, Mr. Lieberman. No relation to Joseph Lieberman, I think. The White House on Friday rejected any parallels between its Iran rhetoric and what happened before Iraq was invaded after fresh sanctions on Tehran and escalating U.S. warnings fueled comparisons to the months before the 2003 invasion. It's exactly the same as the 2003 invasion. First of all, you get Condoleezza Rice coming out making her silly statements, followed by Dick Cheney's, and followed by the president's warning of a World War III. Now, these are the only three people who actually believe the garbage that they spew outside of John Hagee, but yet these are the people that are shaping America's future and America's, well, unfortunate downfall. Because it's going to happen, my friends. We are going to see oil well over $100 a barrel because politicians do not have the ability to admit that they were wrong in any of the assessments. It is the last thing a politician will ever do. The last politician that actually even admitted he made a mistake was John F. Kennedy. And besides the fact, when he did actually admit to the American people that he screwed up, guess what? His approval ratings went up. But here we've got a situation where we are once again on the doorstep of invading another country with absolutely no justification in reality whatsoever. You've got Vladimir Putin. Now, if you're worried about what's going to kill you, if you're worried about some Muslim killing you, let me tell you what. You got more to worry about at your local school or at your local emergency room visit, because with this latest outbreak of MSRA or MRSA, whatever stupid staph infection that it is, it has killed in the last year 19,000 people. That's like five 9/11s. But you see very little coverage of that. You stand a better chance of dying from an infection than you do from a terrorist attack. As a matter of fact, if you look at the leading causes of death in the world today, terrorism doesn't even rank in the top 100. And yet, we have the biggest bureaucratic agency ever devised by stupid white people in order to thwart this new enemy that we have. Billions of dollars. No, forget billions. Trillions of dollars have been spent on the so-called war on terror. And by my experiences this weekend at the checkpoint, it is only a matter of time before you are stopped anywhere in the land of the free and home of the brave and asked to produce papers. This is a recipe not only for fiscal insanity, but it's also a recipe for the death and destruction of a 234-year-old experiment that has worked very well, but we're in its final death throes. Why? because too many good people are too afraid to stand up and speak out about it. They fear of being called a name. This is where we are today. This is how far this ideology of cultural Marxism, political correctness, has invaded our society, where we do not discuss any issues of substance in any way, shape, or form. It's just merely name-calling and demonization of one people over another people, without any understanding of history, without any understanding of cultures, without any understanding of recent events that have unfolded in countries like South Africa and Zimbabwe and many other African states. We are seeing Europe, as we speak, breaking apart at the seams, where nationalism is raising its head, where people are rejecting this let's hold hands, sing kumbaya, multiculturalism mishmash that we are led to believe is a panacea to make different religious and ethnic groups live in harmony. Ethnic and religious groups can live in harmony under certain conditions. But based on the socialist agenda that has been force-fed to us for so many years, the possibility of ever succeeding is virtually zero. And we see it in many facets of life. All you got to do is open your eyes and see it for yourself. What we are doing right now is we're putting one group of people against another group of people. Maybe it's the desire of the men in the shadows, the people in power, to divide and conquer the people, because they realize that a unified people would defeat their ideology hands down. And they are so afraid of that, they've come up with the ultimate solution. Let's pit everybody against each other. Let's pit left against right, Christian against evangelical, Jew against Christian, black against Muslim, black against Latino, Latino against black. It's going on everywhere. All you got to do is look at the prison population and see how society breaks itself down into ethnic and religious groups in order to seek safety in numbers. Yes, that's where we're going. And this is why I say to you that America's only hope, and I hate to say it like that, America's only hope is to elect a president that understands history, that understands cultures, that understands finance, and understands where America has been and where it's going. And there is only one candidate that knows the answer to those questions. There's only one candidate that would have the ability to put the brakes on both Democrat and Republicans, whether they control the House or the Senate. And that person, do I have to spell out his name to you as though you wouldn't know who I'm speaking about? The world is watching America right now. You got to understand, today we live in a different world. We live in an instant information world. News travels around the world in a flash of a second. People have always had admiration for the United States of America. People have always looked to America as a leader of morality, believe it or not, of ethics. America's superiority was based on that. And years and years and decades have built up a certain respect, even begrudging respect, even from America's enemies. But today that no longer exists. We have lost the respect of the world. And respect is not something you find in a crackerjack box. Respect is something, as I said, that takes years, if not decades, to earn a reputation. But it can be lost in a blink of an eye. Look at Coca-Cola, typical example. And so, you ask me, is gold going to go to $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 an ounce? Sure it is. There's no question about it. Even if Ron Paul is elected president, he will not have the ability to undo the financial and economic damage that's going to befall us in the next 12 to 18 months. As the rest of the world shows its disdain and disgust for this current administration's policies, the misery and destruction it has caused on innocent people throughout the world. It's going to be a tough thing for the next administration to recover that respect and dignity lost by, unfortunately, 7.5 years of one George Bush. Final segment coming up. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, welcome back, my friends. A little short on time here. Didn't notice there were a few callers there, so we'll try and squeeze everybody in. Let's go to John in Florida. Hey, John.
Robbie, I've driven across the country 3 times from Florida to California, and a CB radio is your best friend when you are on the highway.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that. You know, instead of springing for the CB radio, I went for the radar detector, which wasn't cheap. It cost me $400. Let me tell you something. Outside of Kernville in Texas, it paid for itself 10 times over.
But the CB, if you're going to spend it, they're not that expensive, and get a good antenna. And actually, a 10-meter, you have a lot more channels, but hundreds of channels with a 10-meter upper and lower sideband. But you can drive 100 miles an hour in Arizona, and you'll know from the truckers that there's only one trooper on the highway.
Yep, absolutely. I appreciate it, John. Thanks, man. Bye-bye. Let's go to Glenn in Montana. Hey, Glenn. Hey, Glenn. Glenn there? Yeah, let's try Randall. Randall?
Yes, sir. Robbie, you and I have met down at the Silver Eagle Tap House down there in near San Antonio, and wondering if you are in town Friday night, maybe we'll have you as a special guest to a Truth Seekers meeting, and just love to have your insight. And
Are you in San Antonio, Randall? Sorry, you're breaking up. Are you in San Antonio?
No, sir. Austin.
Oh, okay. When? Friday night?
Yes, sir, if you're in town.
Well, I'm scheduled to leave after the show on Friday night, but if you want to give me a call tomorrow, I may reschedule.
Okay, very good. I'll try to do that, and the board man has my number. Regarding your talking to the Border Patrol, one of the things is they'll ask you, U.S. citizen? And I always tell them, U.S. of A. And they look at me like, who are you, you know?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to get too lippy with him.
Yeah, I understand that. Sure, but that checkpoint, it'll probably be next. They'll be doing seat belts, and then they'll start doing all kind of other checkpoints, and there'll be more and more of them, and it just gradualism, it just continues.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks.
I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Thanks,
thank you.
Randall. Be my pleasure, if I can squeeze it in. It was an interesting experience driving. Well, let me put it to you this way. I've driven across America numerous times. I always had my my least favorite stretch of road was from Albuquerque, New Mexico to Amarillo, Texas. That has to be the most boring 4 hours you'll ever spend on the. Well, that's what I thought. Because this time, I have to say, without question, driving from Fort Stockton in Texas to San Antonio has to be the most boring 400 miles I have ever traveled. And it's amazing, even if I was using my speed control, but on straight roads and distances like that, all of a sudden you look down at your speedometer and you're doing 120 miles an hour. And all I can say is thank goodness I invested in a radar detector, because he nailed me at about, he picked me up when I was doing about 87, but by the time he locked onto me I was down to 73. So all he could do was pull me over and give me a warning. And I was thankful for that. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you, bye.
With recent